Standing in a small mango packing shed in Western Australia's remote Kimberley, a small group of volunteers are trying to make a big difference, one mango at a time.
All of those people that you see there packing mangoes are doing it for nothing. They're doing it for love. They don't get paid anything, and they get up here from Perth and work in this terrible weather. And then, crazy as they are, they're given the option of stopping at lunchtime, but they all come back and work sometimes till 4 o'clock. But they do it because they really care.
For the past 7 years, Joan Grosser and her husband Bill have organised volunteers to come to Kununurra to pick and pack mangoes to raise money for a cause close to their hearts.
This gentleman sent us some mangoes for 2 years to raise money to send to India for the people in palliative care, which was a new thing in India in those days. The gentleman for 2 years sent us down pallets of mangoes. The next year he couldn't do it himself and he was too busy with his other business. And I said, what is going to happen to those mangoes? And he said, they're going to fall on the ground. And my brain said, if I brought a team of people up from Perth, can we have those mangoes? He said, yes, you can have them all.
Last year, Joan and Bill sold around 3,700 boxes of mangoes. At $50 a box, they raise more than $70,000. And with every mango that comes off the tree, vital funds are raised for the Rumah Abadona Hospice, a palliative care centre they volunteer at in Calcutta, India. The cancer care centre is the only one in northeast India, which supports approximately 1,500 terminally ill patients and carers a month who would otherwise be unable to afford care. Joan says it was after a chance meeting with hospice founder Santu Chakraborty, she knew that her and her husband had to help.
We have a young man in India who lost his wife to cancer, and he felt he was really called to care for other people in India and help them to understand how to care for people who are dying of cancer. It's the very first palliative care centre in northeast India for 91 million people. That's amazing.
But what she didn't know is that it would be the humble mango that would give them the means to help so many.
And one of the things we say to the girls helping here is we say every mango that you put into that box is worth 50 rupees, $1 or 50 rupees. That will buy medication for a patient, just every one mango. So that gives an inspiration to go on helping those people.
This year, Joan and her group of 10 volunteers have been invited to pick at several mango orchards around Kununurra, with the local community getting right behind the cause.
Some of the farmers need someone to pick and we pay for their mangoes. So we pay them and we decide before the season starts how much a box we will pay, and they allow us to come in and pick their mangoes for them. So they win and we win.
And you've developed some really special relationships with mango growers in Kununurra and other parts of the community as well.
Yes, and it's not just mango growers. All of these people, there's so many that contribute in different ways. We've had a fantastic thing happen in that some Timorese men who were working here, they have given us 2 days of helping us work here. And some locals have come in and said, I'll give you an hour or I'll give you 2 hours, which has just been great. We put it on Facebook and we've had a few responses from that. It does amaze us and it's just so special.
With a slower start to the mango season in Kununurra this year, the group are expecting yields to be down. But this has not deterred the group of hard-working volunteers.
It's all very different each year. Last year we did about 3,700 boxes. We thought at the beginning of the season, back when the fruit were flowering, we were going to have a massive year. It hasn't turned out that way. So we may get to 2,000 boxes this year. It's not going to be anywhere near as good as last year, but that's okay. We take what we get.
Shall we go over and have a look at what's going on over here?
I want to take that back on there.
I'm from Quinton. I'm recently retired and this opportunity presented itself. And it's been really good to come up here and to realise that what you're doing is helping other people. It's not just for yourself anymore, but rather it's for the good of other people. And to work with other volunteers, as opposed to getting paid to do something, is also very rewarding, not necessarily physically, but certainly emotionally and spiritually. It's rewarding because you realise you're doing something for the better. But to come and do something yourself, literally getting your hands dirty, it makes it more rewarding than just giving a monetary contribution.
When you're standing here packing these mangoes, are you sort of thinking of where they're going and how much impact you might be having on someone else's life?
Very much so, yes, very much so. It's not just packing mangoes, but rather it is doing something for the good of other people, yes. I don't think it will get to the stage where I won't look at another mango in a supermarket anymore. But having said that, it gives you a much better appreciation of what the farmers and what the people in this area had to go through on a seasonal, annual basis.
My name is Carl Schroeder, and what I'm doing here in Kununurra for the fourth time is picking mangoes. It's hot, but at the end of the day, it's good because a good day's work for the Lord. It makes your heart feel good and the mind too. It's also a good cause.
And how many of these mangoes do you think that you're picking a day with this cherry picker that we've got here?
Ben this morning picked 45 crates. So if the fruit is there, you can pick a lot of crates. If you're hunting for fruit, it's less. It varies from year to year how much fruit the trees bear.
Joan says the volunteers hope to pick and pack 2,000 boxes of mangoes by next week. And orders are already flowing in from mango lovers keen to help a good cause.
That's the special thing. Before we came up, we went around the southwest and we spoke to lots of different groups of people saying, why eat mangoes? And we told them all about it. And each of those towns now is buying a pallet of mangoes, which is the 77 boxes, and they're packed with tender loving care. So we get people who come to love mangoes who didn't love them before.
Joan, I mean, when you're talking to people down in Perth and you show them a box of mangoes, given your experiences you've seen and felt in India, I mean, why do you tell people these mangoes are important?
Because I've seen it. I've seen what happens in India. And I have sat in a, you know, I can't explain the squalor that I sit in and see people who would die on the street of cancer with no painkillers. I can't, and I see what is done by these people at the hospice. It just blows me away. They love, they have compassion and they care.